Politicians often make promises they do not keep.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
To get elected, many politicians make promises they cannot or do not keep. Skeptical voters even have serious doubts that promises will be kept. But since hope springs eternally, they vote their hopes. Yet it's refreshing to know that when God makes promises, He delivers. Here's one fulfillment recorded in Matthew chapter 4. It fulfills a promise God made by Isaiah 700 years before it happened. Matthew writes, "When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He went to Nazareth, then left there and moved to Capernaum, besides the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali." This fulfilled what God said through the prophet Isaiah. In the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, beside the sea, beyond the Jordan River, in Galilee where so many Gentiles live, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who lived in the land where death casts its shadow, a light has shined. With the arrival of God's Son, Jesus, God delivered on His promise. Jesus would say, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." God keeps every promise.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. Again, visit urbanministries.com.